Good morning and welcome to I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning at 1960, the golden age of popular song. We listen again to original recordings from the singers and the musicians and the songwriters who delighted music fans back when. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from the golden age of popular song. Today, we're going to remember a remarkable event in the history of popular music and jazz. On January the 16th, 1938, Benny Goodman and his orchestra gave a two-hour concert at Carnegie Hall in what would become a landmark event that gave a big push in advancing jazz, swing, and popular music into the mainstream of American music and culture. Well, it was, and it remains today, a remarkable performance. And recordings of the concert bring us some amazing jazz, along with the atmosphere on stage that night. That's what we'll listen to today in some selections from the concert. Well, the band is now on stage and all set, so let's get on with the show.
Thank you.
from the stage at Carnegie Hall 74 years ago today. 73 years ago, I got it wrong, January the 16th, 1938, Benny Goodman and his orchestra. And they gave a two-hour concert at Carnegie Hall in what would become a landmark event in American music and culture. That was the first song they played that night, Don't Be That Way, written, of course, by Benny Goodman, Mitchell Parrish, and Edgar Sampson. It started off what became a legendary concert. Well, Benny Goodman was certainly at his peak then, one of the preeminent jazz musicians and band leaders of the time. He certainly had skills as a clarinetist. They are legendary. He had skills as the musical director of a large band, and he led some fabulous small groups. Well, he was surrounded by an array of outstanding musicians that night, and this talent and energy was very much on display. Well, it might not be a bad idea just to introduce the guys who were playing with the band that night. Of course, we have Benny Goodman on clarinet. Trumpets were played by Buck Clayton, Ziggy Elman, Chris Giffen, Cootie Williams, and Harry James. We have a cornet by Bobby Hackett, just coming up, by the way. Trombone by Red Ballard and Vernon Brown. And in the sax section, Harry Carney, Johnny Hodges, George Koenig, Art Rollini, Babe Russin, Jaime Scherzer, and Lester Young. And the bass section was Harry Goodman and Walter Page. Guitars were provided by Freddie Green and Alan Royce. Vibraphone by Lionel Hampton. Piano by Jess Stacy and Teddy Wilson. And one of the great stars of the show, drums, of course, by Gene Krupa. We've got two numbers featuring the band coming up. And we're going to hear from the band with a number written by Mr. Secunda Chaplin Jacobs and Kahn by Mir Bist du Schön, very famous number featuring her vocal by Martha Tilton. And a little bit towards the end, watch out or listen out for a very nice trumpet solo by Ziggy Elman. We'll start with, as I mentioned, Bobby Hackett, who was a guest that night on the stage, and he brought his cornet along, played with a small group, and a very nice version of the number I'm Coming Virginia.
Thank you. mere vis to shame. Please let me explain. By mere vis to shame means that you're grand. By mere vis to shame, again I'll explain. It means you're the fairest in the land. I could say Bella, Bella, even say wunderbar. Each language only helps me tell you how grand you are. I've tried to explain by mere vis to shame. So kiss me and say you understand.
Two more numbers from the stage that night at Carnegie Hall, and featuring some of the nice horn work. We heard Bobby Hackett with cornet and I'm Coming Virginia, and I believe it might have been with the larger band. I know I said the small group, but some fine work by Benny Goodman on that one too. Then we heard from the orchestra with Ziggy Ellman on trumpet, and of course Benny Goodman doing some fine clarinet on the standard By Mir Bist Du Schön. Well, we have a message for you, and we'll be right back after that.
For the finest in jazz, why not tune into In Transition with your host, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CKHUO FM 89.1. Coming to you from the University of Ottawa, Randy features jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. That's In Transition, Sundays on CHUO FM 89.1.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM at the University of Ottawa. Well, we are commemorating on I've Heard That Song Before the anniversary of the great Carnegie Hall concert that was held by Benny Goodman and his orchestra and friends on January the 16th, 1938, all those years ago. And it was quite the occasion, and we've been enjoying some of the music from the band. We're going to move now to some of the smaller groups. One part of the concert that night, of the two-hour concert, was actually a jam session, which went on for well over 15 minutes, and was based on Fats Waller's song Honeysuckle Rose, and featured guests, members of the Count Basie Orchestra, and also some members of the Ellington Band, along with some of the Goodman group. It's unfortunately a little long to include in today's program, but it's definitely worth looking out for on CDs of the concert. And maybe we'll feature it a little later on in the year. But after those guys had held the stage, the small groups led by Benny Goodman, the ones that we're familiar with, took over for a while. And that was the trio, which featured Benny Goodman, Gene Krupa, Teddy Wilson on piano, and also the quartet, which was a trio joined by Lionel Hampton on vibraphone. Well, we have three numbers from the small group, and we're going to start with the quartet, and they will bring us a nice version of Avalon, and that features some very, very fine piano playing by Teddy Wilson and also some wonderful vibraphone by Lionel Hampton, and of course, Benny Goodman's there with the clarinet. He is just great. Next, we'll hear from the trio, and that was three of them. That was Krupa, Goodman, and Wilson with a lovely smooth version of the standard Body and Soul. Then we're going to round it out. We're going to go back to the lively number and hear a fabulous interpretation of the Gershwin number, I Got Rhythm. And this is quite a performance by Lionel Hampton on this one. I think you'll enjoy it very much, along with all the other members of the quartet. Three numbers from the Benny Goodman Trio and Quartet, and we will start with Avalon. Thank you. And that was applause following the Benny Goodman Quartet playing I Got Rhythm with an Olympic performance by Lionel Hampton on the vibraphone at the Carnegie Hall concert in January 1938. We also heard from the Benny Goodman Group's Avalon with the quartet and Body and Soul from the trio, one of the great jazz groups of all time, performing that night in January 1938. Well, we have another message for you, and we will be right back after that one.
Bridgehead is celebrating a decade of serving great coffee and tea to the Ottawa community. Bridgehead supports small-scale farmers by offering 100% fairly traded and organic coffees and teas. Their commitment to social responsibility means grower families receive more money for their coffee, and cooperatives receive more money for special projects chosen by the community. Bridgehead wants to thank you for your support over the past decade and looks forward to serving you a tasty coffee, tea, and freshly baked good at one of their 12 Ottawa locations.
And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM here at the University of Ottawa. My name is Stephanie Robinson. This morning we are celebrating the 73rd anniversary, I guess it's the 73rd, of the Carnegie Hall concert featuring Benny Goodman and his orchestra and friends. Just a wonderful, wonderful landmark event, January the 16th, 1938. Well, the idea for a jazz concert, and particularly one at Carnegie Hall, was at the time, I guess you'd have to say it was a novel, to say the least. It was actually the brainchild of Goodman himself, along with his then radio sponsor Camel and impresario Saul Hurok. Well, they believed that the time was right for such a concert, and one that the big band was no longer just an accompaniment for dancing, and they were spot on. The concert sold out quickly, and arrangements, thankfully for us, were made to record the concert through microphones that were dangling over the stage. And I'm wondering if one was dangling directly over Gene Krupa's drums, because they certainly are featured, but he was a star of the show, certainly, for 2 hours. Well, these microphones had a lead that was feeding into studios where they were transferred to 78 RPM acetate discs. They sort of lay around for a while. It wasn't until 1950 that the concert was transferred to LPs, and that was at Columbia under the guiding hand of John Hammond. Well, the albums met an appreciative audience, and it's not hard to understand why. Well, let's get back to Carnegie Hall, and we have three numbers coming up, and they all have blue in the title, which is a bit of a coincidence. We're going to hear two from the full orchestra. We will hear the Rodgers and Hart standard Blue Room, and we will also hear the Irving Berlin standard Blue Skies. And they will feature, of course, the clarinet of Benny Goodman and the trumpet of Harry James, along with Gene Krupa on drums and the full orchestra. We're going to start, though, with hearing from some of the guests that night, and three in particular, and they are the guests from the Ellington Band, and that is Johnny Hodges, Harry Carney, and Cootie Williams, playing a number written by Harry Carney and Duke Ellington. That's Blue Reverie. And they're accompanied by Goodman and Krupa. And we have Johnny Hodges on soprano sax, which is rare for him. He usually played the alto sax. Harry Carney on baritone sax and Cootie Williams on trumpet. And they do a lovely job on this delightful number, Blue Reverie. Thank you. three numbers from the Carnegie Hall concert from 1938 and the Benny Goodman Orchestra. We heard Blue Reverie, The Blue Room, and Blue Skies from the orchestra and guests that night at Carnegie Hall, which is what we've been commemorating this morning, 73 years ago, January the 16th, 1938. A landmark night in jazz. And fortunately for us, they recorded it. And it's very good sound quality when you think it was two microphones or two or three hanging over the stage just picking up that golden, golden jazz. Well, the climax of the evening, and it was a good one, is when the orchestra returned with the number Sing, Sing, Sing. Well, the number, as you probably know, is a long and a lively one, even perhaps you could say raucous. The whole band lets loose for over 12 minutes. Well, it features Gene Krupa's drumming, Harry James's trumpet, Benny Goodman's clarinet, and just before the end, complete change of mood, a stunning piano solo by Jess Stacy. Well, the band had made previously studio recordings of this piece, and they were shorter in duration. But this morning, we're going to listen to the live concert version played that night, all 12 minutes of it, and I think you'll agree, it's an amazing finale to a remarkable evening in jazz history. Here's Benny Goodman and the orchestra, and Sing, Sing, Sing. Thank you. And that concludes this week's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Please stay with us now for In Transition with Randy McGilligott. 2 hours of great jazz coming up for this afternoon. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and thanks so much for joining me today on I've Heard That Song Before.